This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
The Trojan Horse, one of the icons of history, truth or a myth, is still debatable. It is considered to be a sign of treason and treachery. Then why are we even considering discussing it? Well, because this Trojan horse in today's era acts as a tool to tame the notorious cancer cells. Hello everyone, today I am your host Dr. Violet, and we will understand the Trojan horse approach to fight cancer. The word Trojan horse takes us to the time of the Trojan War between the Greeks and the Trojan people. The Greeks made a gigantic hollow wooden horse. The horse was the symbol of the city of Troy and left it at the gates of Troy. They then pretended to sail away. Meanwhile, the Trojans took it into Troy, and Greek soldiers concealed in the horse opened the gates to the Greek army at night and conquered the city. Today, this term Trojan horse is widely used to indicate any kind of tricks or deceit that makes a target willingly to allow an enemy into a secure place. In the medical field, the term Trojan horse is quite common, which includes different strategies to deliver drugs in an obscured and efficient way to the target. The challenges during drug discovery include overcoming certain barriers like the blood-brain barrier or the cell membrane, which shield the target from a drug. Next challenge is to specifically attack the disease rather than the whole body. And thirdly, to achieve a slow and persistent drug release over time with no sudden concentration peaks. So what's the Trojan horse approach to fight with the cancer cells? The most common strategy is to attach the drugs to some penetrating particles or to monoclonal antibodies, which deliver them directly to cancer cells. There are already around 10 FDA-approved antibody-drug conjugates, which are capable of delivering cytotoxic agents, affecting either on DNA or on tubulin. Even though these drugs are antibody-conjugated, these drugs can cause toxicity if they are released early. The drug cetuximab satoglucagon sodium in Japan uses a conjugate of EGFR antibody cetuximab and the photoabsorber IR dye 700DX, which can damage the cells when exposed to locally administered near infrared light, and thus is considered safe even when circulating in the body in unbound state. These antibody drug conjugates work like a horse. The antibody gets attached to a receptor on the surface of a cancer cell, like a key in a lock, and then releases a cancer-killing chemical into the cell. Another example is of TDM1. The antibody is Herceptin, also known as trastuzumab, used to treat HER2 positive breast cancer, and the chemotherapy drug is DM1. It was observed that patients who received TDM1 showed less side effects, and the worst symptoms to show up took around more 3 months compared to those receiving the normal standard of care. Another approach is to use cell-based systems, wherein drugs are loaded directly into or onto whole cells, such as erythrocytes, platelets, leukocytes, and stem cells, or into the extracellular vesicles, for example, microvesicles and exosomes, which has the potential to pass otherwise impermeable barriers. Using whole cells as drug carriers offers additional benefits, such as protection from a rapid clearance by the patient's immune system and efficient targeting. Nanoparticles are one of the most promising treatment options for killing cancerous cells that are resistant to common therapies. A study performed by Jin Zi, Associate Professor of Chemistry, demonstrated that SCNPs, or known as single-chain polymer nanoparticles, can be used as a Trojan horse to deliver ions into cells, which leads to disruption of their internal environment, leading to cell death. Moreover, the SCNPs get converted to salt when they degrade, so they are not even harmful to the body. Inside the cell, there are relatively low sodium concentrations and relatively high sodium concentrations outside the cells. The plasma membrane prevents sodium from entering a cell, but the plasma membrane is permeable to SCNPs because the cell does not recognize them as sodium ions. Once SCNPs are inside the cells, it dissolves into millions of sodium and chloride ions, which get trapped inside by prevalent ion gradients, causing rupture of the plasma membrane and cell death. When the plasma membrane ruptures, the molecules that leak out provide a signal to the immune system that there's tissue damage, inducing an inflammatory response that helps the body fight the pathogens, hence acting as a Trojan horse. It is well suited for localized destruction of cancer cells and can be used to treat bladder, prostate, liver, and head and neck cancer. A group of researchers at Nanyang Technological University, Singapore, were even successful in developing their Trojan horse by coating an anti-cancer nanoparticle with a specific amino acid known as L-phenylalanine. Nano-PPAAM, that is nanoscopic phenylalanine porous amino acid mimic, is a nanoparticle with a diameter of 30 nanometers with intrinsic anti-cancer and cancer selective properties. Nano-PPAAM is in turn coated with the amino acid, which helps it to enter the cancer cells, passing through the amino acid transporter cell LAT1. Cancer cells need the amino acid for their growth, hence they seek to absorb the amino acid, opening their doors to the anti-cancer nanoparticle and causing their self-destruction. On reaching inside the cancer cells, nano-PPAAM stimulates the release of excessive reactive oxygen species, causing cancer cells to perish while being harmless to the healthy cells. A very common issue faced with the current chemotherapy drug is that recurrent cancer becomes resistant to the drug. So this strategy does not involve the use of any pharmacological drugs. The efficacy of the nanoparticle is reported to be 80% in killing various cancer cells related to skin, breast, which is on par with the reported effect of some cancer drugs. In mice with human triple negative breast cancer cells, it was found to significantly reduce tumor growth by around 60% compared to control models. Well, many such Trojan horse approaches are being studied, hoping that it would make a difference in taming the cancerous cells. Though future research is warranted before the strategy can be routinely used in humans, what we can say is this approach has brought a ray of hope in the medical field. I am signing off for today with this thought that hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness, as quoted by Desmond Tutu. Thank you for listening, and let us meet again at the same platform for more interesting discussions.